Well, this week, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be taking the plan for the final deal of Brexit to the EU summit. He's been given till midnight to finalise the ongoing negotiations. Emeritus Politics Professor Clem McIntyre from the University of Adelaide spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on whether or not this is likely to be the last and final deal.
I suspect not, but possibly yes. We've seen a number of deadlines. There was one in March, there was one in July, we've now got one at the end of October. What we do know is that if the Prime Minister of Britain is unable to secure a deal that is acceptable to the Parliament of Britain, or is unable to secure a deal full stop, then by law he's compelled to go back to the EU and ask for an extension until the 31st of January. However, just to complicate things from that, Boris Johnson has said repeatedly, do or die, come what may, we leave on the 31st of October. Possibly, now that we are at the very last days of negotiation, it's possible that the EU will come back and say, well, look, here's a deal in principle, we'll give you a couple of weeks.
So there's an EU summit on Thursday. What's Boris's position as midnight looms closer? Is he on the front or the back foot?
He is perhaps more on the front foot than he was a week ago. So a week ago it looked like there was a standoff. There was no deal to be negotiated. Over the last week, starting with the meeting he had with the Irish Prime Minister, the Taoiseach, it started to look like things were moving in a more progressive way, and certainly there's more optimism in the EU that a deal might be struck. Now, this is consistent with a lot of the rhetoric that the Brexiteers have maintained from day one, that the EU will only ever actually sign up at the absolute deadline. They are masterful game players who don't blink and don't make concessions, and it's only in the last 30 seconds that they will actually concede, yeah, we've got to get this deal across the line. That's their gambit, their pressure that they put.
Now, on the border with Northern Ireland and the Republic, it's been reported that the negotiations have reached an agreement concerning a customs border down the Irish Sea. Theresa May initially rejected that. So what will it mean if Boris accepts it?
I think it's a sign of the fact that both sides are now recognising that the stakes are huge and that a deal is better than no deal for both sides. And so it's quite clear that the government has been prepared to make compromises in relation to that, that it wouldn't otherwise have done. A lot will depend upon how the DUP respond to this. The Democratic Unionist Party have 10 seats in the House of Commons. If there is a deal brought back to the House of Commons for approval, and remember that it does need to be endorsed by the House of Commons, it can't just be the government saying, yep, that's it, we're signing up.
So what's the likelihood of Boris persuading the Tories, who have been hardline Brexit enthusiasts, that the arrangement would be a good one?
I think he's on better ground now than Mrs. May was some time ago. Firstly, because I think a lot of the Conservative Party sceptics, if you like, trust Boris Johnson to deliver Brexit much more than they trusted Theresa May. She was never able to convince them that she had the core of their concerns at the centre of her considerations and her negotiations. I think when Theresa May talked about no deal being better than a bad deal, no one believed that she would go down the no-deal path. I think people do believe that Johnson would go down the no-deal path. So that's focused the minds, if you like, of some of those sceptics.
Now, going back to the Irish border, if you're an exporter of goods from England to Ireland, what's it going to mean for business? How's the process going to be?
Well, that's the problem in a nutshell, because at the moment both the UK and the Republic of Ireland are in the European Union. So they're in a customs union together. That means the same tariffs apply to all the goods that come into those two countries. And they're in a single market, which means that all the regulatory rules around the quality of production and what you can put in food and labour laws and what the government can and can't do and those sorts of things are more or less identical. So there is effectively no real border. If Britain leaves the UK and establishes a separate tariff regime from the EU, and unless it negotiates an agreement, a free trade agreement, from day one, then by default it will be in a different tariff regime. Everybody who knows anything about Ireland says if you start putting up customs posts that there will be violence.
So come the 31st of October, do you think Europe will encounter an influx of dual British European citizens?
I don't think there'll be a huge movement of citizens in the short term. If there's a deal made, then there'll be a transition period and the existing rules will apply until the end of 2020. If there is no deal and Britain leaves the EU at 11 p.m. London time on the 31st of October, all of the EU citizens living in the UK will have a time to regularise their residency. If they've been there for a time, they'll be allowed to establish the fact that they're resident and will be allowed to stay. It gets more complicated when it comes to the UK passport holders travelling in Europe, for example, because they will suddenly need a visa. They'll need an international driver's licence. They won't have the health insurance cover that they've once had.
Finally, how do you think the Queen felt reading the speech that the government wrote for her?
Well, it's the 64th time she's read a speech written for her by the government, and she knows the rules. It's when it's called the Queen's Speech, it makes it sound like it's her saying, this is what my government's going to do. Her only role in that process is to sign the legislation if it's passed by both houses of parliament. So I think she may well have felt that many of the things she was reading out were unlikely to get very far. If there's an election in the near future, we'll be all back here in a few months, quite possibly, and there'll be a new Queen's speech after the election anyway.
That's Professor Clem McIntyre speaking to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi.